The aftermath of Tuesday's windstorm in Anchorage is evident all over city streets and backyards. Tree services are working overtime to deal with emergency situations first, such as trees on housetops or tangled in power lines, before they tackle less dangerous downed trees. Many city residents are still waiting for the chipper to arrive. But as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, state and city officials are advising them to be patient.
Homeowners in Midtown Anchorage are dealing with 30 feet or so of weeping birch. The once proud sentinel of 23rd Avenue now lies prone across two front yards while two men work to cut it with chainsaws.
Well, yeah, we both are. That's Paul. He's my friend helping us out. So.
I lost two in my backyard.
Yeah.
Nobody's hurt, huh?
No, nobody got hurt. It fell in the most perfect place you could have had it fall.
Didn't even hit the car.
No, well, it hit the truck a little bit over there. It's got a little dent in there.
Kids are playing in the huge piles of green leafy branches, and neighbors gather to watch and swap stories about how they weathered the big storm. The birch is obviously free of power lines or cables of any kind, but State Department of Natural Resources Community Assistance Forester Stephen Nickel is warning people to look twice and think twice about tackling a tree cutting job on your own.
Down trees can be a lot more tricky than trees that are standing that are undamaged. The way that the trees fall down, they can load branches. They can, if you cut them with a chainsaw, they can spring back at you. They're loaded. The branches, the trunks are loaded kind of funny. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can cause yourself some damage. So if you're unsure, I'd really, really recommend that folks just call the professionals, because these guys do this stuff every day.
Nickel offers some long-term advice, too. Plan for adverse weather in advance by taking proper care of your backyard trees.
If there was any patterns that were emerging that I, from what I saw driving around town yesterday and checking out the carnage, I would say some of the big trees, they're going to fail because they are big. I mean, there was a lot of those that came down. But a lot of the trees that failed, those failures could have been prevented through proper care, either through proper pruning of some of the trees that have developed, codominant stems or included bark, certain defects that predispose them to failing in a windstorm.
He says a tree's sail or its canopy can handle wind for sure, but sometimes a tree's placement makes the difference whether it stands or falls. Anchorage Tree Services are getting blitzed with calls for help. All of them are working overtime this week and through the weekend to help with the cleanup, along with city crews. State maintenance worker Tom Jenkins worked chipping fallen tree limbs near Lake Hood Thursday.
So that's what we're going around, is chipping them away so they're not in the way of the public.
Meanwhile, Anchorage City woodlots are staying open extra hours so people can deal with the debris left after the storm. I'm Ellen Lockyer.